the headline should read, Slimeball pretends he has a little bit of righteous indignation, you know. He's discovered that the Israelis are a bunch of genocidal lunatics, and it's no longer possible for him to keep that money. He'd like to keep the money. He'd like to sweep that genocide off under the rug, like every sleazy, slimy U.S. congressperson, except Thomas Massie and Senator Rand Paul and maybe one or two others. The rest of them are pro-genocide, yeah. But sometimes these Democrats think that they could get a little bit of some mileage out of pretending they're outraged. And here's how he pretends to be outraged, this slime ball. Democratic member of Congress Seth Moulton has announced he will return the donations received from AIPAC. And of course, though, he has to put the caveat. Moulton says he supports Israel's right to exist, but I've also never been afraid to disagree openly with AIPAC. Bullshit. He has. Everybody's afraid. Everyone's afraid of AIPAC. Everyone's afraid of Jew, right? So he goes, I'm returning the AIPAC donations, refusing to accept any donations from them. The FEC filing made yesterday, blah, blah, blah. And here we go. I'm cautiously optimistic that the recent breakthrough in Gaza will move us closer to ending the horrific violence in the region. Politician talk. A political resolution, side by side. Yeah, Israelis living side by side with Palestinians, sure. Don't hold your breath, Seth. Seth sounds kind of Jewish, doesn't he? The exact kind of framework I've been calling for, blah, nothing. So the first paragraph, take it and throw it in the garbage where most of the stuff that comes out of the mouths of these douchebags is. Okay, I support Israel's right to exist. There you go. But I've also never been afraid to disagree openly with AIPAC when I believe they're wrong. In recent years, AIPAC has aligned itself too closely with Prime Minister Netanyahu. I've been seeing this a lot. And I'm a friend of Israel. You know, of course you are. So is everybody. When you get that Jew money, yeah, that's nice. But not of its current government. Oh, so, and this narrative I've seen, you know, it's like, time to move on from Netanyahu. Oh, who's waiting in the wings? Ben-Gvir, genocidal lunatic, and Smotrich. He's a great economic bonanza of a real estate bonanza. Oh, yeah. Aren't these nice people? The people that are coming after Benjamin, not Netanyahu, are actually worse than Netanyahu, if you can imagine that. And Netanyahu, the most hated man in the world right now. I think if you line up 100 names and you include Hitler in there and you include Jack the Ripper or Jeffrey Dahmer and then you include Netanyahu, I'll bet Netanyahu is more hated than Hitler. Especially if you ask young people, ooh, we got a problem with those young people. Better buy TikTok before it's too late. For our fucking narrative, we have to buy everything so nobody criticizes us. How many billions of U.S. taxpayers' dollars are they going to have to spend so that we can't say, "Oh, Jews suck"? Okay, so look at this. What they've done, and they're saying this is a real estate opportunity. Oh, isn't that nice? And this is brought to you by the lovely BBC. You know, British bullshit corporation.